Yes, got it.
It's all worthwhile when you see what is needed actually get to where it needs to go.
We know Alan as Gadget or Gaj. He's the technical man sorting out radios, any little thing that's wrong with the ambulance or anything. He'd be the man that step up to it and fix it straight away. He knew that the places which we were taking aid to, the UN said themselves that they can't get to these places. They can't reach hundreds and thousands of Syrian people. However, we aid convoy members, we could get to these people. So we're literally a lifeline for these people. So when he seen the difference he made himself on the ground when he went to the refugee camps, when he held the baby himself in his hand, that was very powerful for him. I think that changed his whole life.
Were you more scared for him as a non-Muslim though?
Yes, to some extent. When we were at the Turkey-Syria border, I tried telling him that you've made a huge difference. And if he wants to, he can leave it here. He didn't have to go in. And I made him feel like very proud of himself. But he insisted, he said, I've come all the way here and I want to see them children again.
What happened when you crossed into Syria that time, in December?
We got into a coach at the Turkey-Syria border. We travelled into Syria for about half an hour. We went into a compound for like a little, it used to be a school before. And we were just sitting down, everyone was just sitting and just letting it sink in that we're finally in Syria, we're actually here. It's like a surreal moment when you're actually inside. All of a sudden, all these masked gunmen came running into the compound and we didn't know what was happening because they weren't speaking English and they were just speaking Arabic and they were just shouting and there's like guns and they asked all of us to go into rooms and we had to put our passports and our phones in the middle of the room. They'd call all of us out one by one. They'd ask us what our names were. They'd check it on the passport to see if it matched. They'd ask us our date of birth. They'd try find out if we were spies. What were our motives for coming to Syria? After this whole ordeal finished and we all came out of our rooms again and them guys went, that's when we found out that Gadj was actually gone.
So you stayed for a little while, tried to get him back.
I think a lot of people were shaken by the experience. So most people came back home. I stayed behind with a few other people and we tried our best to get him back and I genuinely thought that we would go back home with him. They came to the conclusion that Gadget may have been a spy. Reason being, because he had a chip in his passport. So what I done was, I volunteered and I gave my own passport forward and I sent my passport to Aleppo. But the reason why I gave my passport forward was to show them that, look, I'm a British Muslim and I've also got this chip in my passport. It doesn't make me a spy, this is just how our passports come. It came back, but without any joy. So they established that Gadj wasn't a spy, but we were still unsuccessful in getting Gadj back. Yeah, this is the picture which I took in the refugee camp. I was holding this baby, and I noticed Gadj was nearby watching. So I called him over, and I asked him to hold the baby as well.
This is what it's like.
It's 10 months on now that you've not been able to talk about this. How has it been for you, knowing that he's in there all that time?
It's stressing. It's stressing. We weren't getting any updates from anybody. The only place I was looking for updates was his Facebook.
Salaam alaikum, brothers.
How has it been for you seeing what happened last Saturday, him appearing on an ISIS video?
To be honest, I've been dreading this for some time. It's just like your worst nightmare. You don't expect, you hear about these things in the news all the time, but you don't ever expect someone who you spent time with, someone who you traveled with, someone who you ate with, someone who you went to refugee camps with, and someone who you share a goal with, yeah, and someone, real life, this is just real life. I know him, yeah, he's my friend.
What would your message to his kidnappers be?
Please, 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 please show him some mercy and understand he's a humanitarian aid worker. He's not a fighter, he's not come there for no political reasons. He's come there strictly to help the people. Please, please, don't kill him. Don't kill him. Please spare him. Just let him come back home.